Almighty Allah declares, Allah raises the believers and those endowed with knowledge to lofty ranks. يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. And today we discuss the life of an individual who embraced Islam at a young age, spent the prime of his life in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, learning knowledge, taught the Quran, issued fatawa during the lifetime of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter, and passed away in the path of Allah. Who are we talking about? We are talking about none other than Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is from the Khazraj tribe of Medina. He was a tall and handsome man with a fair complexion, beautiful front teeth, large eyes, joint eyebrows and very curly hair. He embraced Islam at the age of 18, over a year before the Hijrah. And after embracing Islam, he, along with Abdullah ibn Unais and Sayyidina Tha'laba ibn Anama radiallahu anhu, broke the idols of the Banu Salama. This resulted in the Islam of Sayyidina Amr ibn Jumuh, the martyr of Uhud, whose leg was crippled, regarding whom Nabi Sassim said, "As if I see you walking with this leg of yours healthy in Jannah." So he's breaking the idols indicates to his hatred for shirk. And subhanAllah, amazing indeed is that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud would liken him to Sayyidina Ibrahim. Just as Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam broke the idols of the nation, so did Sayyidina Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Sayyidina Mu'adh was lenient and easygoing, from the cream of the youth of Ansar, in tolerance, modesty and generosity. He worshipped at night and recited the Quran in abundance during the Tahajjud Salah. He would supplicate at night and he'd say, "Wallah, the eyes are asleep and the stars have disappeared. You are ever living, the sustainer and the protector of all that exists. Wallah, my search for Jannah is sluggish and my flight from Jahannam is slow. Wallah, grant me guidance from you, which will return me on the day of Qiyamah. Indeed, you do not go against your promise." And Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu stated that Mu'adh radiallahu anhu was a handsome, easygoing youngster. When he asked Allah for anything, he received it. Sayyidina Mu'adh was present at the major Aqaba pledge, which took place in the 13th year of Nubuwa during the days of Hajj, the historic meeting. After the Hijrah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam contracted a brotherhood between him and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud from the Muhajireen. Sayyidina Mu'adh participated in Badr. It was around 2021, Uhud, Khandak, and all the other major campaigns, all alongside the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Probably one of the greatest merits of Sayyidina Mu'adh is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, "O Mu'adh, I certainly love you." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love for someone is proof of his righteousness, his virtue, his elevated rank in the sight of Allah. And this hadith is complemented by another in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commented and said, Mu'adh bin Jabal is an excellent man. So subhanAllah, this was really, really something outstanding and remarkable. When we look at his scholarly achievements, have been highlighted in many hadith, he exerted himself in the pursuit of knowledge, kept himself closely attached to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's one of the fortunate souls who memorized the entire Quran during the lifetime of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reports that four men of the Ansar memorized the entire Quran during the lifetime of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam: Ubay, Zayd ibn Thabit, Mu'adh bin Jabal, and Abu Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And this is really marvelous and remarkable to be one of the few to complete memorization of the Noble Quran in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu reports and says, "I continued loving four individuals since I heard Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, 'Learn the Quran from four people,' from Ibn Mas'ud, Salim, the free slave of Abu Huzaifa, Ubay bin Ka'b, and Mu'adh bin Jabal." So this narration indicates that he was proficient. He was a proficient reciter, a qari, a teacher, muallim of the noble Quran. And Sayyidina Mu'az acquired extensive knowledge of the injunctions of deen to the extent that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامُ الْمُعَاذُ بْنُ الْجَبَلِ. The most knowledgeable with regards to halal and haram is Mu'az bin Jabal. And Masruq says, I examined the companions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and found six to be expert in their knowledge. I found Umar, Ali, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Mu'az, and Abu Darda and Zayd ibn Thabit to be experts in the different fields of knowledge. Many Sahaba, including Sayyidina Umar, Ibn Umar, Ibn Amr, Ibn Abbas, Ibn Abi Awfa, Anas, Abu Umama, Abu Qatada, and Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu anhu, and scores of other tabi'een narrate a hadith from Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. He served as the imam of the masjid in Banu Salama in Medina, and that individual's that individual is appointed as imam who has the most knowledge of the glorious Quran, and he was from the panel of muftis who would issue fatawa during the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And before heading to Hunayn after the conquest of Makkah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appointed Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal to teach the glorious Quran to the people of Makkah, and so that they may develop an understanding of deen. This was in the 8th year after Hijrah. In the 9th year after Hijrah, he was sent to Yemen to teach the people Quran and injunctions of Islam and to serve as a judge in the disputes. He was also in charge of collecting the zakah collected by the various governors appointed by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of Yemen. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wrote to the residents of Yemen when he sent Sayyidina Mu'az to them, I have certainly sent to you one of the best individuals of my family, the manager of their knowledge, the manager of their deen. And he was serving in the position in Yemen when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu kept him in that position, and he continued teaching people beneficial knowledge in Yemen. And after returning to Medina, Sayyidina Abu Bakr benefited from his knowledge and experience and consulted him with other knowledgeable Sahaba also. And Sayyidina Mu'az would issue fatawa during the khilaf of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And this was before he traveled to Sham to fight in the path of Allah. And while in Sham, people benefited from his knowledge. Abu Salama al-Khawlani reports that he entered the masjid of Hims and found 30-odd middle-aged Sahaba, amongst whom was a youngster with black eyes and beautiful front teeth. And when the others were uncertain in any respect knowledge, they approached the youngster for clarification. And the youngster was Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu announced that after he arrived in Jabia, whoever wishes to ask about fiqh should consult Mu'az bin Jabal. And at some stage he returned to Medina to Manawara, and during his stay in Medina, a case was brought to him before Sayyidina Umar, where a man remained absent from his wife for 2 years and found his wife pregnant upon his return, and he desired that she be punished as he suspected her of adultery. And Sayyidina Mu'az advised Sayyidina Umar to wait until the woman delivers the baby. The woman gave birth to a child resembling the father. The father thus swore that the child was definitely his. Thus the man, the woman needed not to be punished, but at the grace of Allah. Upon this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu commented, women are incapable of producing the likes of Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal. If it were not for Mu'az, Umar would have been destroyed. Afterwards, Yazid ibn Abu Sufyan wrote to Sayyidina Umar, the people of Sham have increased significantly in number and filled the cities. They needed someone to teach them Quran and develop their understanding of deen. Assist me, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, with the men who teach them. Sayyidina Umar sent three expert scholars to Sham, Sayyidina Mu'az, Ubar ibn Samit, and Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, to teach them the Quran and the deen. And they began from Hims. Sayyidina Mu'az later traveled to Palestine to teach people the noble Quran. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded him, and Sayyidina Abu Musa said, make it easy, do not make it difficult, give glad tidings. Bashiru wa la tunaffiru, and do not create dislike, and agree and do not dispute. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also advised him, develop sincerity in your deen, yakfika, a little action will be sufficient. And he relates and he says, the last advice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave me when I put my foot in the stirrup was treat people with the best manners of Muaz. And Nabi Salaam supplicated for Sayyidina Muaz as he bid him farewell before his journey to Yemen. May Allah protect you from ahead, behind, your right, your left, above, below. And may He distance you from the evil of human and jinn. And before going to Yemen, Sayyidina Muaz lost all his assets. The reason behind this was that he was a generous man and spent very generously in the path of Allah. He burdened himself with debt so that he might lighten the burden of the poor by assisting them financially. And inevitably came the time when he was overwhelmed by debt, and his creditors approached Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to demand their money from him. And although Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam requested them to waiver the debt, majority of the creditors were Jews, demanded payment, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was thus forced to sell Sayyidina Muaz's assets to pay the creditors. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam thereafter summoned him and told him, probably Allah will reimburse you and remit your debt. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent him to Yemen. He returned 2 years later with 30 slaves which had been gifted to him. And on his return, he paid the remainder of his creditors with the remarks, I heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that Allah will reimburse me. And you know, the story doesn't end there. After settling his debt, he took the slaves home and began performing salah. The slaves performed a row behind him and performed salah. After completing his salah, inquired from them, for whom they prayed. For Allah, the Blessed and the Lofty, they explained. He told them, leave then, you belong to Him. Glory be to Allah. Marvelous and outstanding is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, Allah had granted him so much wealth, and he was so generous and big hearted that they were amazed by his generosity. Sayyidina Mu'awiyah radiallahu anhu advised the man and said, let me sum up your life for you. Having conviction that you are not independent of your worldly share, however, you are more independent of your share of the Akhirah. So begin with your Akhirah share, for it will secure your worldly share and arrange it for you. And he said, a person carries out no deed greater than the dhikr of Allah in protecting him from the punishment of Allah. This is because Allah is declared, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرَ, and certainly the dhikr of Allah is the greatest. And he said, learn knowledge, learn for the pleasure of Allah, to seek the fear of Allah. Seeking it is a worship, repeating it is a tasbih, discussing the knowledge is jihad, teaching it to one who does not know it is charity, and disseminating it to its worthy recipients is a means of qurb and proximity. With knowledge, the rank of the eminent will be reached, and as well as the highest stages in the world and in the year after. And contemplating on it equals to fasting, learning it and teaching it is equal to standing in tahajjud salah. The fortunate acquire it, while the wretched are deprived of it. Sayyidina Muaz radiallahu anhu was afflicted by the plague of Amwas. He made dua to Allah to bless his family with the plague. His two wives and two children passed away as martyrs in the plague. He then made dua that he be afflicted. And he was, the reason behind his eagerness was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prophecy, you will migrate to Sham and conquer it. A sickness will spread therein like lumps or sores that will break out in the fleshly part of the legs of a person. Allah will select the best of you and purify your actions through it. Before passing away, he said, oh my Rabb, certainly you know I love you. And he passed away in the 18th year after Hijrah at the age of 38. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud declared that certainly Sayyidina Mu'az was a comprehensive leader, devoutly obedient to Allah, inclining towards the truth. He was not of those who associated with others with Allah. He would liken him to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Al-Ummah is one who teaches people goodness, knowledge. And Al-Qanit, Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa, is the one who is obedient to Allah. And he's a messenger. And that is exactly Sayyidina Mu'az's description. He taught people knowledge and was obedient to Allah in his and his messenger. Abu Idris al-Khawlani reports, and he told Sayyidina Mu'az radiallahu anhu, he said that by Allah, I love you for the sake of Allah. Sayyidina Mu'az said that, do you swear in the name of Allah to affirm what you've said? And he said, be glad, for I've heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam declaring, Allah states, my mercy is incumbent for those who love one another for my sake. sit with one another for my sake, and spend on one another for my sake, and visit one another for my sake. And the reason behind this natural love for Allah is Allah's love for him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informs us that when a servant becomes beloved to Allah, Allah summons Jibreel and informs him that he loves a certain bondsman, commands him to love that bondsman. Jibreel begins to love him and makes an announcement in the sky that Allah loves a certain bondsman. And the result of this is that all the angels begin to love him. And thereafter, he is granted the pleasure and acceptance of the inhabitants of the heaven. So Allah loves him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves him. His students love him. And we love him. May Allah enshroud us with his mercy, owing for our love for Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal. Sayyidina Allah Rabbul Izzah declares, Allah raises the believers and those who stole with knowledge to lofty ranks. The scholars will enjoy lofty ranks in the after. Sayyidina Mu'az radiallahu anhu will be ahead of them. Nabi Salaam declares, Mu'az bin Jabal will come on the day of Qiyamah 1 foot ahead of the scholars. May Allah Rabbul Izzah be pleased with him, and may Sayyidina Mu'az and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhu be pleased with what Allah will endow them in the year after.